Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Actually, I'm calling to ask a question.
Yes.
I've tried the immunization hotline and all. I'm a retired pharmacist. And they said that you might be familiar with the ability of pharmacies to carry COVID vaccine out to communities and give immunizations. Are you familiar with that at all, or probably not?
Yeah, there were some pharmacies doing that. Yes, sir.
Taking it out into the community? Okay.
You mean taking it into the neighborhoods, like in drive-thrus?
Taking it to, like a flu clinic. They still do. They do flu clinics everywhere.
Yeah, they do still have.
You know, they've always done that. What we're looking at, I'm advising some other companies, is some pharmacies, is to get the J&J vaccine, or doesn't matter any of them, because they can all be managed properly through a pharmacy, into like churches and having clinics once it becomes more widespreadly available. Mm-hmm. I know right now it isn't, but at some point it will. And just trying to see if there's something we could do about that. I just trying to get information on it. It's my understanding that currently they won't allow pharmacies to go into the community other than to a nursing home, you know, to administer the vaccine. So, and that's specific, by the way, to Alabama. It's not most states allow. It's just Alabama that doesn't. So I'm trying to find somebody I could talk to about that particular situation.
Okay, let me try to see if I can find someone a line.
Just anybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that might be in on the decisions that are made and so forth at the department there.
Okay.
I know everything's okay with the board of pharmacy, and matter of fact, they let pharmacy technicians give the shots now that they didn't used to, but they just, at some point, it's going to need to go out in the community to make it a lot easier to get it done. The small churches, everything.
I'm looking through the website to see if anything populates. I'll stay with you just a second.
Sure. Take your time. No problem at all. I'm retired. That's all I got, Stan.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll try my best for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Y'all are doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we appreciate that greatly.
Sure.
Just a second.
Sure.
Looking at the vaccine distribution.
Yeah. That's where it sounds like we need to check into.
gotta go through the information. Still trying to find that information for you, who you can contact.
Yeah, when I was looking at the line, the site myself that I can say, golly, y'all got so many numbers, it's nuts.
Yeah, you asked a great question too.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I think it'd be something that really get it closed up quicker than current plans.
At this time, I'm only seeing an email address. Hold on, well, I'm trying to see if I
help itself. If they'll answer that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said that'd probably help if they'll answer it.
Yeah, I was trying to still look for a number for you as well. Let me give you this one while I see it. The email address was covid19info@adph.state.al.us.
ADPH dot state.
Yes, sir.
After ADPH dot state.
Yep. ADPH dot state dot al, al, and then dot us.
Okay. Small letters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find a number for you very quickly.
Sure. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'm not seeing any other information. Hold on.
Well, I will try. I can try that route first, and then if that doesn't do it, I don't know what I'd do next.
Hold on, let me see.
Sure.
That was all the information that I could see at this time. But okay. But if you need more information, visit adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll check on that. I certainly appreciate all your help.
And you're welcome as well. And thanks for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, too.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Have a better one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.